I believe that God is doing a new thing.
我相信神正在做一件新事。
God is doing a new thing.
神在做一件新事。
You know, it's interesting, I was thinking that Pastor James and I have always longed to come and visit all of you in your homes.
我和范长老在讲，我们一直以来都很希望能够到每一位的家中去探访。
And today, I have a chance to be in your home.
那么今天我就有这样的机会在你的家里。
And a few weeks ago, Pastor James had a chance to be with you in your own home.
几周前，范长老也同样有这样机会在你的家里。
I know many of you who have shared and have prayed that there would be more spiritual moments in your home.
我也知道许多人曾经这样祷告，也这样盼望你们在家里可以有更多的属灵时刻。
And today, we are seeing more spiritual moments take place in your home.
那么今天我们就看见了在你的家里面有更多的属灵时刻。
What a tremendous blessing it is for us to all see that our God is at work. Amen?
所以对我们每个人来说，这是何等大的一个祝福，我们可以看到神在我们的生命中动工。
So I want us all to see that in the midst of this virus,
所以我希望大家都可以看到，在这个病毒肆虐的时候，
In the middle of this virus, God is doing a new thing.
就在这个病毒肆虐的时候，神在做一件新事。
And yet, whenever, if we really thought about it,
但是当我们认真的去想一想，
and what we see in the Bible more often than not,
我们在圣经里往往会看到这样一件事，
is that when God is doing a new thing,
那就是当神在做新事的时候，
oftentimes it comes through a difficult thing.
它常常是透过一件困难的事在做新事。
And today,
那么今天,
we have to be honest.
我们都要诚实。
I believe that we are going through a difficult thing.
我知道我们都在经历一件困难的事情。
Even though I know at home we're all trying to make the best of it.
虽然我知道我们在家里，我们都试图尽力的来应对这个难关。
I know everyone, every mother, every parent, every child, everyperson at home, every grandparent at home is trying to make the best of it.
我知道每一位父母亲，每一个孩子，每一位祖父母都在尽力地应对这个困难的事情。
But if we're honest, we're in the middle of a very difficult time.
但是我们还是要坦白地说，这个时期的确是非常的艰难。
On social media,
在社交媒体上，
Bex told me thatIntroverts say that they are really enjoying this time.
我的太太告诉我，许多内向的人表达，这段时间他们其实蛮享受的。
And extroverts are struggling at home.
但是外向的人呢，就在家里苦苦挣扎。
So on social media, she says, extroverts are asking introverts, how do you do it?
所以他告诉我说，在社交媒体上，外向的人呢，就问内向的人，你们是怎么做到的？
But week after week after week, I believe everyone is struggling through this difficult time.
但是一周又一周过去了，我相信每个人都在这个困难的时期里苦苦的挣扎。
As our chairman said this morning, families are having a hard time seeing each other 24 hours a day.
就像主席刚刚跟我们分享的，许多家庭里面呢，亲人们呢觉得每天每时每刻都看到对方，其实也是挺不容易的。
Some non-Christian talk shows, have predicted that as a result of the shut-ins, divorce rates are going to be on the rise.
有一些非基督徒的网上的节目呢，他们预言经过这样一段时间的居家令，离婚率可能会上涨。
So if this season is so difficult for those without God,
所以如果这一段时期对没有神的来说是那么的不容易，
How in the world are we as people with God supposed to get through these difficult times?
那么我们作为神的子民究竟要如何去应对这段时期呢？
How does God want his people to go through these difficult times?
那么神的心意是如何呢？他要他的子民如何度过这段艰难的时期呢？
In fact, I want to believe that God doesn't merely want his people to get through these times, but God wants us to thrive in these difficult times.
实际上我相信神不仅是要他的子民能够度过难关，他更希望他的子民能够在难关中茁壮的成长。
So today, what I'd like to ask you to do is turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Psalms.
所以今天我想邀请大家和我一起翻到诗篇。
And I'd specifically, even though there's many to draw from, specifically this morning, I want us to turn to Psalm 130.
虽然有许多诗篇都是很美好的，但今天早上我要特别请大家看诗篇第130篇。
So if you can open up your Bibles or help your children, or if you open up your smart devices.
所以如果你能够帮助你的孩子们，大家一起翻开圣经或者打开你的智能媒体。
And I believe that there are three things at least that we can take away from this psalm today.
我相信从今天的这一篇诗篇，我们至少可以学习到三点。
That will help answer the question, how does God want Christians to not only get through this time, but thrive in these difficult times?
这三点可以帮助我们理解，神不仅要基督徒度过难关，更希望我们能够在困难中大大的兴旺。
And as we've turned open to it, we're going to ask God to teach us and speak to us here and in your homes.
当我们翻到神的话语的时候，让我们一起在这里，也在你们各自的家中向神来求。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we...Turn our face to seek your face.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们来到你的面前，我们转脸仰望你的荣光。
Your sheep know your voice.
你的羊知道你的声音。
Help us to always be attentive to your voice.
帮助我们，让我们能够常常的注意你的声音。
Jesus even said to the churches, "Let him who has ears, let him hear."
基督对他的教会说，凡有耳可听的都应当听。
Help us to listen to your voice today.
求你今天帮助我们倾听你的声音。
We want to thrive and live the life of abundance that you have given to us in these difficult times.
在这个特别的艰难的时刻，我们想要兴旺，想要成长，想要活出你为我们预备的丰盛的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. So there are three things that I believe this psalm can help us in how to live that life of abundance in difficult times.
所以我相信这个诗篇有三点可以帮助我们在困难的时期里兴旺。
And the first thing that we need to do,
第一件我们当做的事,
is number one, we need in these difficult times to allow ourselves to lament before God.
在困难的时候，我们应当容许自己在神的面前哀叹。
I need to allow myself to lament before God.
我需要允许我自己在神的面前哀叹。
Although we may not be quite used to this concept,
我们可能不大习惯于这个概念。
The Bible is actually filled with this concept of lamenting before God.
圣经里面其实充满了这个概念，在神的面前哀叹。
In fact, there's an entire book in the Bible called Lamentations.
实际上在圣经里有这么一整篇书就是哀歌。
And in the Psalms, a large, large number of the Psalms are what are called lament psalms.
在诗篇里也有许多许多的诗篇称为悲歌。
What is lamenting?
那么悲叹是什么意思呢?
Because lamenting in what we're talking about today is unique for Christians.
因为悲叹对基督徒来说是很特别的。
And I'm going to provide you a simple definition that we'll be able to show you on the screen in just a moment.
那么待会儿呢，我们想要在屏幕上向大家分享一个简单的对悲叹的定义。
Lamenting is a prayer to God.
悲叹是对神的祷告。
Expressing the sorrow, the grief, the confusion, the regret, or the fear that I have inside of me.
悲歌是要表达我们内心里的悲伤、哀痛、迷惑、遗憾或恐惧。
So lamenting is a prayer to God that is expressing this distress that I have inside.
所以呢，悲叹其实就是我们在神面前的祷告，表达我们内心的不安、内心的困难。
Lamenting is a prayer that is expressing, okay, so we are expressing before God, that sorrow, that grief, confusion, frustration, fear.
所以呢，悲叹就是我们在神的面前表达我们内心的悲伤、哀痛、迷惑、恐惧。
When we look at the Psalms, there's usually an introduction to a lament, and then a body and a conclusion.
当我们看诗篇的时候，常常有一个在悲歌的开头，然后有一个中间，然后有个结尾。
And lamenting before God often starts with words like this.
那么在神面前悲叹呢，常常以这样的词句起头。
Oh Lord, would you listen to my cry for help, Oh Lord, my God?
我的神啊，求你垂听我求助的声音，我的神啊，我的王。
In another lament psalm, it begins with, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在另一个悲歌说到，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Another lament psalm begins with, Lord, how long will you look on this situation? Rescue my life.
在另一个悲歌里是这样起头的，主啊，你看着不理，要到几时呢？求你救我的灵魂，脱离他们的残害。
So even when we start to look at our lament psalm that we will study today, Psalm 130,
那么我们看看今天我们的重点的经文在诗篇130篇。
This is a lament psalm.
这是一首悲歌。
And he starts with this. Let's look at verses 1 and 2.
让我们看看第一、第二节是如何起头的。
The psalmist writes,
诗人写道，
Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord.
耶和华，我从深处向你求告。
O Lord, hear my voice.
主啊，求你听我的声音。
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
愿你侧耳倾听我恳求的声音。
He says, out of the depths I cry to you.
诗人讲到，我从深处向你求告。
This word here, depths, it occurs 5 times in the Old Testament.
这个词，深处，在旧约里出现了五次。
Each time this word is used, it has a very negative connotation.
每次用到这个词的时候，都有一个蛮负面的含义。
It reflects the depth of death and destruction.
因为它反映了死亡和毁灭。
This psalmist is in a time of distress.
诗人正处在危难困苦中。
He's in a time of lowliness.
他正处在低沉的低谷中。
A time of uncertainty.
在迷惘不安当中。
And yet, in this time of distress,
但是正在这个困苦当中,
even in his introduction, his initial cry out,
即使在他最开始的呼求中,
no matter how dire the circumstance,
不管环境是如何的严峻,
no matter how pessimistic the psalmist is,
不管诗人他自己是如何的悲观
，No matter how unfavorable his condition is，
不管他的条件是何等的不利
，In each of these lament psalms，
在每一首悲歌里
，The psalmist directs their cry to God，
诗人们都把他们呼求的对象。定于神的身上
Even when there seems to be no hope,
尽管也许看起来并没有希望了
Even when it seems that God is not listening anymore,
尽管看起来神不再听他们的呼求了
The psalmist ultimately realizes,
但诗人最终意识到
that there is no other option.
他们别无选择。
Because the psalmist realizes there is no one else greater than the Almighty God.
因为诗人们意识到，除了神以外，除了全能的神以外，没有别人了。
So even when we are lamenting in prayer before God,
所以当我们在神的面前悲叹祷告的时候
You are actually expressing your dependency on the Almighty God.
你实际上在表达你对全能神的仰赖。
When we lament, we are even in a small way expressing our trust.
尽管当我们在悲叹、在哀伤的时候，我们在表达向对神的信靠。
So lamenting is uniquely Christian.
所以呢，哀歌、悲叹是对基督徒来讲有特别的意义。
It is a prayer that is expressing frustration, but it's expressing trust.
所以呢，我们在表达我们的挫败的同时，我们也表达了我们的信赖。
We have to be allowing ourselves to express our frustration before God.
我们应当容许我们自己在神的面前表达我们的挫败。
And in that way, we are showing our dependency upon Him.
这样呢，我们就可以表现出我们对神的信靠。
I'll tell you though, some of these laments as we read them,
我要跟大家说一下，有许多的悲歌呢。
They are quite harsh, and you actually see a spirit of vengeance in the psalmist.
他们有一些呢，言辞很凌厉，我们可以看到他心里的仇恨。
I think that some of us might consider some of these lament psalms to be too edgy.
我想我们当中有些人可能会认为这些悲歌呢言辞有点太锋利了
Because they are expressing frustration and grief before God in a way that we might not accept if we heard someone pray like this to God today.
因为如果今天我们听到有人向神祷告能够用这样的词语来说自己很挫败很哀痛我们可能觉得不大能接受
Some might consider this type of language an affront to God.
有些人可能会觉得这样的言辞冒犯了神
How How dare you speak to God that way?
你怎么胆敢向神这样说话呢?
How dare you show that type of anger as if you are holding your fist up towards evil? Or that kind of frustration?
你怎么胆敢表达这样的愤怒,好像你在向那样的邪恶挥舞拳头,或者来表达自己的挫败感呢?
How can you speak to God under that type of frustration to the situation that has been caused by sin or caused by a sinner?
你怎么胆敢在神面前这样表达你对罪或者罪人造成的这样的挫败感，这样子的表达呢？
You know, sometimes I think there's an error that we Christians, we might be inclined to pretend.
我想有的时候基督徒会犯这样的错误，我们喜欢假装。
We might be inclined to pretend or even pretend to ourselves.
我们倾向于自欺欺人。
That we never have an angry thought or a vengeful spirit.
我们假装我们从来没有过任何愤怒的想法或者仇恨的时刻。
We pretend that we never have this type of grief and frustration at a circumstance that we're facing.
我们假装当我们面对各种环境的时候，我们从来没有挫败感或者哀伤。
Like we don't feel a vengeful spirit against those who have offended us or wounded us, so deeply.
我们假装我们对那些曾经深深伤害过我们的人或事一点都没有仇恨。
But these psalms of lament,
但是这些诗歌呢，是悲歌。
They show us that that type of pretending that those feelings don't exist are simply not true.
这些诗篇让我们看到那样的假装，好像我们完全没有感情，那是不真实的。
We need to remember that these psalms most often began as private prayers.
我们应该意识到诗篇当中的许多呢，是一个很私人的祷告开始的。
That's why I encourage you many times to write out your private prayers.
所以我鼓励大家经常的写下自己的私人的祷告。
And then these psalms were private prayers put to music.
这些诗篇呢，是个人的祷告，把它写到了音乐里面。
That were to be sung in public.Together as people of God.
然后呢，在公开的场合，作为神的子民，一起来唱这些悲歌。
Generation after generation of Christians,
一代又一代的基督徒，
they can see that God's word gives us permission to acknowledge our anger.
我们看到神的话其实容许我们来表达我们的愤怒。
To acknowledge our frustration.
来承认我们的挫败。
Our fear.
我们的恐惧。
Our anxiety.
我们的焦虑。
God's word does not give us permission to act on it.
神的话没有容许我们对那些采取行动。
Because God says in his word,That vengeance is mine.
因为神的话告诉我们，复仇在我。
Or elsewhere he says, salvation, your rescue is from me.
另一个地方也提到，救恩救赎在于我。
But God's word gives us permission to say it.
但神的话容许我们这样讲。
To him.
对他说。
To acknowledge it.
来承认。
To express our complaint.
向他来表达我们的种种抱怨。
See, complaining before God is not grumbling to ourselves under our breath.
你们看到我们向神来抱怨诉苦，跟我们自己偷偷摸摸的在自己在这里慢慢悄悄的抱怨是不同的。
When you complain under your breath, that's not what the scriptures endorse.
如果你自己偷偷的在这里抱怨，并不是经文里面所愿意看到的。
But Scripture is allowing us to express our complaint before God.
但是经文里容许我们在神的面前表达我们的不满。
In this difficult season,
在这个困难的时期,
I need to allow myself to lament before God.
我要容许我自己在神的面前唱悲歌。
I'd like you to say that out loud to someone who's 6 feet away from you. I need to allow myself to lament before God.
现在我想请大家对离你六尺远的某人说，我要容许自己在神的面前悲叹。
Yes, that's right. We're not just 6 feet apart here in the sanctuary. We're like 15 feet apart.
我们在会堂里面大概有十五尺，彼此离对方十五尺。
We need to admit that at times I'm not doing well.
我们有的时候需要承认我们过得并不太好。
I have been praying for you, church, each day that it would be well with your soul.
我在为教会中的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告，每一天你的灵魂都是安宁的。
But I know that for many of us, including myself, sometimes it is not well with my soul.
但是我知道有许多人，包括我自己在内，有的时候我的灵里没有平安。
So I need to allow myself to lament before God.
所以呢，我需要允许自己在神的面前悲叹。
In fact, what we see in the Psalms of Lament,
实际上，当我们看到这些诗篇里的哀歌的时候，
is that the deeper the suffering,
我们看到当你的苦难特别深重的时候，
or the more the psalmist feels that God is so far away and not listening to his prayers,
或者当诗人深切地感受到神远离了他，没有在听他的祷告。
It's under these circumstances when the psalmist laments,
在这样的情形下，诗人就唱悲歌。
That the circumstances are actually driving the psalmist towards God and not driving the psalmist away from God.
这些困难的情形呢，实际上驱使诗人更亲近神，而不是相反的，让他们更远离神。
So that if you, brothers and sisters, allow yourself to lament,
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你也能够容许自己在神的面前哀叹的话，
When you begin to express to God your sorrow and your fear,
当你允许自己在神的面前表达自己的伤痛和自己的恐惧，
Your frustration and your despair,
你挫败和你的绝望，
Your lament will drive you near to God, not more away from God.
你的哀叹会驱使你更亲近神，而不是更远离神。
If you allow yourself to lament before God, you are showing, even in a hopeless situation, your trust.
你如果能够在神的面前表达自己的悲哀的时候，那么你就会在困难的时候，你也向神，在绝望的时候也表达出你对神的信靠。
But Lamenting doesn't only end at the expression of your despair.
但是哀歌并没有停止在你自己表达自己的绝望这里。
I want us to look at the second step of lamenting.
让我们一起来看看哀歌的第二步。
And how Christians can thrive in difficult times.
我们来看一看基督徒如何在困难的时候茁壮的成长。
Because the second thing that we need to do is that I need to admit that I have a spiritual brokenness that only He can restore.
那么第二步就是我们要承认我们在属灵上有这样一种破碎，唯有他能修复。
I need to admit to God.
我要向神承认。
God, I have a spiritual brokenness that only you can restore.
神啊，我有这样一个属灵的破碎，唯有你能够修复。
Because throughout the Word of God,
因为在神的话语当中，
we see that only sinners see their need for a Savior.
我们看到唯有罪人看到他们需要救主。
We see that only the helpless Christians see their need for the Helper.
我们也看到唯有那些无助的基督徒看到了他们需要帮助。
That's what it's being reflected in verses 3 and 4 of our Lament Psalm.
那么在今天我们看的诗篇的三到四节就反映出这一点。
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared.
但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
In lament psalms and in lamenting prayer, it never ends with despair.
在哀歌中，在悲叹的祷告中，他们从来不会停止在绝望。
It only begins with despair.
绝望仅仅是开始。
There is a pattern in every lament psalm.
在每一个哀叹的诗篇里面有这样一个模式。
And within this lament psalm,It goes down, but there's always a turning point.
在每一首悲歌里面，它下行，但是总会有一个转折点。
There's always a turning point from going down, and it turns.
我们总会看到往下行，下行，然后有一个转折点，就又往上行了。
And that turning point begins when the psalmist recognizes that what is happening in the physical and in the visible world,
这转折点发生的时刻呢，就是当诗人意识到在这个物质可见的世界里，
is actually happening because of the spiritual world.
许多正在发生的事呢，是根源在于属灵世界所发生的事。
Okay, are you tracking me with me on that?
大家可以听得懂我说的吗？
The turning point is when the psalmist recognizes that what is happening, the problems happening in the physical world is actually happening because of the spiritual world.
那么诗人的这个转折点呢，就是在他意识到我们物质的世界里发生的许多问题根源都在于属灵世界。
So the psalmist begins toTurn in his prayer.
那么诗人呢，在他的祷告中就有这样一个转折点。
Because he recognizes that God is allowing, and I'll say that again, God is allowing things to happen in the physical realm.
诗人意识到神容许，我再说一次，神容许在物质的世界里发生一些事。
In order to do a spiritual thing.
这样就可以让他做一件属灵的事。
God is allowing a physical thing to do a spiritual thing.
神容许一件物质的事，好让他能够成就一件属灵的事。
That is the turning point of the psalmist.
这就是诗人的转折点。
And that needs to be our turning point.
这也应该成为我们的转折点。
That what is happening in our physical and visible problems has a spiritual root.
我们应当看到我们的物质的可见的问题都有一个属灵的根源。
You see, we always seem to want to address and fix the physical problems.
你看，我们总是倾向于要去解决我们所能够看到的物质问题。
But if we always merely focus on addressing and fixing the physical problems,
但如果我们总是仅仅看到问题的物质层面,
then we will miss out that God's priority is to fix the spiritual.
那么我们就会忽视了神的首要优先的事情是解决属灵问题。
We want to fix the physical problem.
我们想要解决物质问题。
But God's priority is to fix the spiritual root.
但是神的首要优先要解决的是属灵问题。
Let's personalize that.
让我们把这个应用到个人生活。
I...always want to fix my physical problems.
我总想要解决我的物质问题。
But God's priority is to fix my spiritual problems.
但是神的首要心意是要解决我的属灵问题。
That's why Jesus said that it is better, that it is good, what, okay, Jesus said this, okay. Jesus says,What good is it if a man gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
正如耶稣基督曾经说过，人若赚得全世界，却失丧了自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢？
God always prioritizes the soul.
神总是把灵魂摆在首要地位。
It is not that the physical is not important to God.
并不是说物质上的事情对神不重要。
But he prioritizes the soul.
但是他把灵魂摆在更优先的次序。
So we need to recognize that while I always want to fix the physical problem,
所以我们要认识到，当我们总是注意物质问题的时候
，Not that fixing the physical problem is not good. It's fine.
我不是说不要去解决物质的问题，我们应该去解决。
But God's priority is to do the work that addresses my soul. He wants to fix the spiritual problem.
但神首先要解决的是我灵魂上的问题，属灵的问题。
You see, that's the turning point of the lament.
所以我们就看到这是哀歌里的转折点。
The psalmist recognizes that behind his physical issue,
诗人意识到在他的物质问题的背后
,it was a spiritual issue.
有着属灵问题。
He realizes that sin has damaged everything in creation.
他意识到罪破坏了所造的一切。
And that's exactly what Satan, the enemy of God, wants.
这是神的敌人撒旦所想要的。
And the psalmist recognizes that if God only looks and marks iniquities,
诗人认识到如果神要纠察罪孽
then who could stand?
谁能站得住呢？
All of creation would be cursed forever.
一切被造之物都要永远的被咒诅。
But the psalmist recognizes,
但是诗人意识到了。
He says, God, with you, there is forgiveness.
他说神啊，在你有赦免之恩。
In the original language,
在原文里
it actually says forgiveness is with you.
他说的是赦免之恩与你在一起。
It's as if it is saying forgiveness is you, Yahweh.
他仿佛在说赦免就是你，耶和华。
Forgiveness is named as part of God's identity.
所以赦免仿佛就是神他的身份中的一个名字。
So not only does Yahweh have the power to forgive,
所以耶和华不单有赦免的权柄能力，
but that Yahweh has the innate disposition to forgive.
耶和华他的内在的性情，也就是想要愿意赦免。
Forgiving is what God does.
赦免是神所做的。
It is who He is.
也反映了他是怎样的神。
God forgives.
神赦罪。
And He does that through Jesus Christ's atonement on the cross.
他是透过耶稣基督在十字架上为我们赎罪来赦免我们。
And the psalmist says, so that we don't need to fear anything.
所以诗人说到，我们就不必害怕任何事。
But so that we may fear you.
我们只要敬畏你。
When we recognize who God is,
当我们意识到神是谁,
we have no need to fear anything but God Himself.
我们除神以外不需要惧怕任何的事。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
it never matters to God if you've been a Christian for 1 year, or 3 years, or 20 years.
神从来不在乎你做基督徒一年、三年还是二十年。
Or some of us, 50 years.
有些人已经做了五十年的基督徒了。
It doesn't matter to God.
神不在乎这些。
It doesn't matter to God if you are a new believer, or you are a deacon, or if you are an elder, or if you are a missionary.
对神来说，他也不在乎你就是一个平信徒，还是一个执事，还是一个传道人。
God is not finished with you yet.
神要在你身上做的事情还没有完全成就。
If you remain here in this world,
如果你存留在这个世界上，
that means He's not finished with you yet.
那么他就还没有完全成就要在你身上所做的工。
Does that mean that you're not finished with the work that He has for you to do?
这个意思是不是说他要做的他要你做的一些工作还没有完成呢？
Perhaps.
也许是。
I think that's a perspective.
那是一种观点。
But that might be putting an extraordinary amount of a weight on the things that we do for God.
但是这种想法呢，会让我们为神服事的时候有很沉重的压力。
It might be putting a disproportionate weight on what we do for God.
所以呢，就会把我们服事神所做的事情有一些不成比例的压力。
More likely than not.
我觉得更可能的是。
It is less about the work that He has for you to do,
不是在于神要让你去做的工,
but rather the work He has to do on you and in your life.
更可能的是他要在你和你的生命中所成就的工。
It is more likely that He has more work to do on your soul.
更可能的是他在你的灵魂里还要更多的动工。
So no matter how long we've been a Christian,
所以不管你做了多少年的基督徒,
we all have to examine what's going on inside.
我们都要常常的省察自己的内心。
We have to examine the part of our soul that others cannot see but God Himself.
我们常常要省察人所不能看见唯有神知道的内心。
Because the transformation of our life to be more like Christ,
因为我们的生命若要转变成更像基督，
That's the process of sanctification,
也就是成圣的过程。
That process is beginning as an inside job.
这个过程是从我们的内心开始的。
It always begins from the inside out.
它总是由内向外的。
The purity of our work,
我们服事的纯洁性
begins with the purity of our souls.
是从我们灵魂的纯净开始的。
I'll say that again. The purity of our work for God.
让我再说一次，我们服侍神所做的事情的纯净。
Always begins with Him purifying our soul.
总是从神洁净我们的灵魂开始的。
Do you think that God cares more about what I can accomplish as a pastor?
你认为神是不是更在乎我作为长老能够成就什么？
What I can do and what I can say?
我能做的，能说的。
How many people that I can affect with my service?
我的正道能够影响多少人？
As much as He cares about the restoration and the healing of my own soul.
他更在乎我的灵魂能否得到修复和医治。
Which will then pour in to the things that I do for God.
我的灵魂得到了医治和修复，我就可以更行出神愿意我去做的工。
You see, we have to find and admit our inside brokenness.
你看，我们都需要找到承认自己内心的破碎。
Our spiritual brokenness.
我们属灵上的破碎。
Our spiritual pride.
我们属灵上的骄傲。
The idols of our heart.
我们心里的偶像。
That even a pastor does have.
就算是长老也会有这些。
Our despair inside.
我们内心里的绝望。
Our fears.
恐惧。
We need to confess them.
我们需要承认这些。
And admit them.
我们需要坦诚。
So that He can restore us.
这样他才能够修复我们。
You know, one of the daily highlights for every believer.
对每一个基督徒每天当中的高光时刻。
One of the daily highlights that every believer should experience.
每一个信徒都应该经历这样的时刻。
Ought to be reflecting upon your life.
就应该是要省察自己的生活。
Examining your soul.
省察自己的灵魂。
And seeking forgiveness.
寻求宽恕赦免。
Seeking restoration from God.
向神那里寻求修复重建。
And seeking restoration with God.
要寻求与神和好。
That can be for the believer a daily joy.
对信徒来说，这是我们每日应当经历的欢喜的时刻。
We can experience that daily joy.
我们可以享受经历这样每日的喜乐。
Because forgiveness is who God is.
因为神就是那赦免的神。
But do you seek that from Him?
但是你是否向他寻求赦免呢？
He is always ready to forgive you.
他总是要赦免你。
He is always ready to restore the closeness with you and to heal your soul.
他总是愿意与你重建亲密的关系，要修复你的灵魂。
But do you go to him for that?
但你有没有到他的面前来寻求这些呢？
He is always ready to bring you joy and not despair.
他总是想要给你带来喜乐，而不是绝望。
Because that is his nature.
因为那就是神的属性。
His character is to have mercy.And forgiveness.
他的品质，他的品格就是要有怜悯，要有宽恕。
His nature,
他的性情
is goodness.
是良善的。
He delights in restoring you and bringing good to you.
他能够修复你，能够赐给你有益的事，是神的喜乐。
Can you see that that is the turning point of the psalm?
我们可以看到这是诗篇的转折点吗？
You can see the bell curve of spiritual lowliness that turns when we meditate on who God is.
你可以看到属灵的低潮这样一条中型曲线，当你意识到神是谁的时候就转折了。
You see that the psalmist's lament, the process of lament goes from expressing his despair into seeing that God always prioritizes the spiritual work of the psalmist.
我们可以看到写哀歌的诗人呢，他从属灵里面的绝望，他看到在神里面，神是想要医治我们的破碎，修复我们属灵的破碎。
The bell curve of his spirit, the bell curve of his spiritual lowliness turned when he admitted that he had a spiritual brokenness that only God can fix.
我们看到诗人他的属灵上的高低起伏的中型曲线，当他意识到神要医治我们属灵上的破碎，唯有神能够修复我们的时候，就翻转了。
So are we able to admit that I have a spiritual brokenness, God, that only you can fix?
那么我们能不能够承认我们有这样一个属灵破碎，唯有神可以修复。
And the third step of lamenting,
那么哀歌的第三步，
and how a Christian can thrive in difficult times,
而且基督徒如何在艰难的时候兴旺，
is that I need to quiet my soul and to wait for the Lord.
就是我应当安静我的心，等候神。
I need to quiet down. I need to be still and wait for the Lord.
我应当安静下来，我要静默等候神。
Verse 5.
第五节。
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word I hope.
我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜的，等候天亮，胜于守夜的，等候天亮。
I don't have time to explain to you, that image that the psalmist gives to us. I hope you parents can explain that to your children and you can meditate on that concept. Why does a watchman wait and long for the morning?When their city could be under attack.
我没有时间详细的解释这幅画面，那么请父母们向孩子们解释一下，为什么守夜的要在那里静候等候天亮呢？当他们的城市在遭受攻击的时候。
But that is why and how my soul, why I wait for God.
但这就是为什么我的灵魂，我的心等候神。
And you know what one of the hardest things to do right now in this world full of noisiness is?
你知道吗？在现在这样一个世界，当到处都充满了噪音的时候，最困难的一件事就是
One of the hardest things for very busy people to do is to be still and to wait.
繁忙的人们要做的一件很难的事情就是要安静等候。
To be still and to wait for the Lord.
安静等候神。
God has been in the process of stripping away everything that you have been building your life upon.
神在剥离每一件我们赖以为生的事。
What have you been building your life upon?
你把你的生命建造到什么事情上呢？
Even for many of the mature believers, we, myself included, there are things that I have been building my life upon which is sinking sand and not upon the rock.
即使是成熟的基督徒，包括我自己在内，我们常常把生命建造在流沙上，而不是建立在磐石上。
But God is stripping everything in my life away so that I can see where my faith may be incomplete.
但是神在剥离我生命当中的许多事情，好让我看见我的生命中有哪些不完美的地方。
We all have that, by the way.
我们都有不完善的地方。
You do, I do.
你我都有。
We have areas of incomplete faith.
我们都有信心不完全的领域。
But we desire to grow, don't we?
但是我们都想要成长，不是吗？
He says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope.
诗人说，我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
In the beginning of lamenting,
在悲歌的开始，
the psalmist starts by saying, Hear my cry, O Lord.
诗人说，主啊，垂听我的呼求。
He says, Lord, listen to my voice.
他说，主啊，听我的声音。
And after the turning point,
但转泪点之后，
by the end of his lament,
在他哀歌的最后，
he realizes,
他意识到，
I want to hear your voice.
诗人意识到，他愿意听神的声音。
I want to hear Your word.
我想要听你的话。
I want to hear from you.
我想要听你对我讲话。
Because when I hear from you,
因为当我听到你的声音，
only you can show me where my faith is incomplete.
唯有你能够让我向我显露我属灵中有哪些不完善的地方。
Only you.Can restore my spiritual brokenness.
唯有你能够修复我的属灵破碎。
That's why by the end of every lament,
这也就是为什么在每一首哀歌的最后，
the psalmist's hope is in the Lord.
诗人的希望盼望在于神。
Because he recognizes,
因为他意识到，
behind all of the physical problems he's facing,
在他所面对的一切物质问题的背后，
God is trying to do a spiritual work in him.
神想要在他里面成就一件属灵的工作。
And he realizes that he was building and standing on sinking sand.
他意识到自己一直在建造，站立在流沙之上。
But because he expressed his lament before God,
但因为他在神的面前表达了他的哀叹，
He now receives full redemption. That's what it says in verse 7. Plentiful redemption. Because now his hope is on the rock.
但现在他接受了完全的救赎，丰富的生命，因为他站立在磐石上。
The Lord, brothers and sisters, is doing a new thing.
弟兄姐妹们，神在做一件新事。
He is always doing a new thing in the lives of his people.
他总是在他的子民的生命中做新事。
Because that is what God is in the business of doing.
因为那就是神的工作。
He restores.
他更新。
He redeems.
他救赎。
He makes things new.
他将一切更新。
When his church goes off track,
当他的教会偏离正轨，
He takes what is broken and he makes it new.
他把破碎的修复更新。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
God is doing something new in the world today.
今天神在世界上做一件新事。
He is taking what is broken and he is making it new.
他拿来破碎的物件，把它修复更新。
God is doing something new in His church today.
神今天在他的教会中做新事。
And God is doing something new in you.
神在你的生命中做新事。
He wants to take what is broken.
他愿意拿破碎的事。
The areas of your faith that are incomplete.
你的信心当中不完全的地方，
and he wants to restore you.
他想要修复你。
That's what this cross is all about.
这就是十字架的意义所在。
That God takes what is broken and he restores it and he makes it new.
神拿来破碎的东西，把它修复更新。
How can Christians thrive in such a difficult time?
在这样艰困的时候，基督徒如何才能兴旺呢？
He wants us, I want to allow myself to lament before God.
他的心意是让我们容许自己在神的面前悲叹。
I need to admit that I am spiritually broken and I need only Him to restore me.
我们需要承认我们属灵中有破碎，唯有他能修复。
And I want to be still. I want to quiet myself and wait for the Lord.
我也要安静下来，静默等候神。
Until I can say and I could look up and say, Oh Lord, my hope is in you.
直到我可以抬起脸来仰望神，说主啊，我的盼望在于你。
Father, we bow our heads before you.
天父，我们在你的面前低头。
And we want to allow ourselves to express to you all of the despair and the frustration and the fear that we have been feeling.
我们想要容许自己在你的面前表达我们心里所感受到的所有的挫败、恐惧和不安。
Because when it seems like there is no hope,
当看起来没有希望的时候,
we recognize that you are the only one that we can go to.
我们意识到唯有你是我们能够投靠的。
And we want to admit that we have a spiritual brokenness that you are working on restoring.
我们承认我们有属灵的破碎，你正在动工要修复。
We want to recognize that your character is forgiveness.
我们要承认你的品格就是要赦免。
To restore.
修复。
To make things new.
更新。
And I want to be quiet and to be still and to wait for you, O Lord.
主啊，我愿意静默等候你。
I want to wait to the point where I can say to you, Lord, my hope is in you.
我要一直等候，直到我能够向你说，主啊，我的盼望在于你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.